Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
And we are continuing on in our journey with Joseph during the seven lean years, following the seven fat years, and the brothers have come around, and Joseph is testing them pretty severely. What's going on, Jeannie?
Well, he knew who they were, but they didn't know who he was, and their face is in the dirt.
Ugh.
They're breathing dirt.
They're quaking. Yeah. They're in jail.
Well, yeah. But then when they had their conversation back and forth, he accused them of being spies, and they said, no, 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 we're not spies. We belong to one man, and we have all our brothers, and there's one that's no more, which I'm sure insulted him and didn't convince them that they were sorry.
Right.
So he threw them in jail for 3 days to test their conscience, give an opportunity for things to come up to the surface, to maybe experience what he experienced, because God had Joseph go in jail for a longer period of time, and it wasn't because he did anything wrong, but it was to test his fortitude, you know, to make sure he would trust God. So these boys are going in a little mini testing session.
Interesting point, Jeannie. I like it.
No, thanks. So verse 18 of Genesis 42 says, then Joseph said to them on the third day, so they were in there for 3 days, he gets them released, and he says, do this and live. So he's going to tell them what to do. Do this and live, for I fear God. That must have been a little unusual for them to hear this Egyptian governor say, I fear God, when they were all pagans.
Yeah,
you know?
And he uses the term Elohim.
He so does?
Yes. So it is definitely speaking of, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good one, Paul. I knew he had an interpreter, but I didn't realize that. Okay, so verse 19 says, if you're honest men, let one of your brothers be confined. So he must have come up with the second plan B. He had 3 days to think while they were in jail what he was going to do next, and ask the Lord. If you're honest men.
You know, maybe he's as well deciding if and how and when he'll let them know who he is.
Right, yeah, but he's being quiet for now, because he's waiting to see where they're at.
He hasn't like said, you dirty rats, I know who you are, you're trying to kill me, and none of that has come out.
That's because he's forgiven them, but now he's watching them to see where they're
what
at.
Their characters.
He doesn't, is he going to have relationship with these men that haven't changed at all?
There's
a difference. Yeah, but there's a difference between forgiving somebody and then going right back into your relationship and trusting them again. So he's observing, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean he hasn't forgiven.
Right.
He's just observing. So verse 19, if you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined to your prison house, but you go and carry grain for the famine to your houses. So he's thinking about his dad and his younger brother. He wants to get food back to them. 20, and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words will be verified and you shall not die. So he wants to see his brother.
Yeah.
He wants to make sure he's okay, see what his dad will do with that. And are they really going to come back?
Yeah.
Or will they be willing to sacrifice the one brother and let him rot
behind
in jail?
Oh my gosh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Because they're willing to sacrifice him, one brother.
So they're going to sacrifice this other one to rot in jail? So
right.
Drama, drama, drama. And they did so. So verse 21. Now they're all riled up and they're talking together. So apparently they're going to go back home and do this. But he can hear their conversation, Joseph can. Then they said to one another, truly,
because he knows Hebrew.
Yes. Okay. I was getting into it.
Okay. Let her rip, Judy.
We're truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us. You know.
Wow.
Guilty conscience, 20 years.
Yep.
You know, let me read something real quick from Alistair Begg. He wrote, for 20 years they had been living a lie, keeping up the pretense with their father, making him think that Joseph was no more, and watching their father suffer. They had been callous in the way they treated Joseph, and 2 decades of deceit had no doubt and hardened their heart even more. But here, the first chink began to appear in the armor of their lies. And he's getting to see their conscience because they're talking about it. So it says, 22. And Reuben answered them as they're quarreling. Now, Reuben's a good guy. Remember, he's the one that never wanted Joseph to be killed. And out of all the brothers when they were out there.
Yeah,
somehow he went away to get something. And when he came back, Joseph was bye-bye on the caravan. And he was very upset because in his mind, it told us in the scriptures, he was going to set him out, get him out of there somehow. Well,
okay, the way that it was, they saw him come and they all wanted to kill him. They go, let's kill him.
I don't think Reuben did, but go ahead.
And then I think it was Reuben's idea to throw him in the pit.
Yeah, because he said that he wanted to come back and get him out.
Somehow spare him. Yeah. But meanwhile, Simeon, I think he's the one who wanted him
the
to be killed.
Dirty dog. He seemed to be the ringling that wanted to kill him.
And then, let's see how to go. Judas stepped up, and he didn't want to kill him. And I think he saw as a way of possibly saving him.
Or making some money.
And making some money, right?
He says, "Let's sell them." Midianites just happened to come right then.
Yeah, yeah, they're all dirty.
Yeah, they're all dirty. But I think Reuben, out of all of them, he at least was trying to make it right. Okay, so Reuben's listening to them bicker. So apparently, he's not part of it. Saying, "Did I not speak to you? Saying, do not sin against the boy, and you would not listen." So he was trying. Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us. But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter. See, there's the interpreter. And Joseph turned himself away from them, and he wept. It just crushed his heart.
Oh, man.
But he got to hear the true story behind the scenes.
Yeah. I'm feeling bad for Joseph at this very moment.
Yeah.
What a thing.
Yeah. And he returned to them again and talked to them, and he took Simeon from them and put him in prison.
Yeah. And can I say that that shows what a soft heart that Joseph had as well, I believe. He didn't go into a rage or, now's my chance to get even. You know, he allowed himself to work through those emotions and to feel what he was feeling.
And he was probably reliving the scene.
Because
they're talking about him crying out and they hardened their hearts and what he was feeling when he was being carted off. I mean, we have things happen and remind us of it and relive it.
Take us right back there in a moment, yeah.
Yeah. And then, again, these brothers have had 20 years of carrying this guilt around.
Yeah, they're guilty. Yeah. And they're feeling the guilt.
Yeah.
And like a lot of us may feel guilt over one decision that we've made or something we've done to somebody. Yes.
Real quick. I listened to, you sent me a YouTube of this gal who had been bullied in grammar school because of my situation. Remember you sent me that YouTube?
Yes.
And in there, she had gone and made a list of the people who had bullied her, but her especially this one girl, she found her, she contacted her, and the girl kept hanging up and hanging up. And this is like 30 years later.
Yeah.
Finally, she spoke to her, and that girl just unloaded that she'd been carrying this guilt for 30 years that she'd done wrong to this girl.
Wow.
And this girl had the scars of it, being treated the way she did. So it's healing on both sides. For the person who did the bad deed when they were a kid, they still carry that around and think, that's why bad things happened to me. And the Lord wants to free us all.
Amen. He does. He wants to free you and me and all of us. And if we're carrying something that we're guilty of, let's take it to the Lord.
And ask for forgiveness from the person you hurt.
Amen.
Be brave.
Yes, be brave. Father, thank you so much for this time. And again, the many lessons we learned through the life of Joseph, who is a type of Christ. I pray, Lord, that you would hear our pleas for forgiveness through Christ and you would forgive us. I know you will, Lord. Bless my brothers and sisters. Encourage their hearts this day. For we ask this in Jesus' precious name. And everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you.